writers, poets, sharing those dark places with us, Garrison Keillor has another option for you to consider. Tell more jokes. Read some Billy Collins. Keillor has pulled a bunch of his old poems out of his desk drawer, dusted them off, and offers Oh What a Luxury, verses lyrical, vulgar, pathetic, and profound.
Thong Song. To people raised in a railroad shack, it is known as your butt crack. To people who are more verbally deft, it's known as the gluteal cleft. Either way, it's at the bottom of your back, between the one on the right and the one on the left. Some ladies' swimwear of slender heft displays freely the gluteal cleft. On this matter my mind is shut. Don't walk around showing off your butt. Please desist, at least until I am deceased. Your gluteal cleft, I must insist, should be seen by your dermatologist when treating a rash or cyst, and nobody else, no daughter of mine, wears thongs. That's the bottom line.
Did you read that to your daughter?
I haven't yet. She's 15. I don't think she wears thongs. But it's there if I need it.
Have any of these been on your show? Have you read some of these?
Almost all of them were written for Prairie Home. And then they sat around in various drawers, and I kept coming across them and looking at them. And I thought, you know, with a little revision, that could be okay.
What kind of revision? What kind of revisions?
That's what I did.
What kind of revisions did you have to do?
What kind of revision? What kind of revision? What kind of revision?
Yeah, that's a good point.
To eliminate repetition, eliminate repetition, eliminate repetition. And to eliminate unnecessary words that were unnecessary because other words were saying what those words would have said. And so they were redundant and repetitive and unnecessary. And I edited out all of that unnecessary part.
See, this is the best part about taping, of course. I can leave all that in or out as things go along.
No. No.
What about show business? Page 25.
What about show business? Stay out of it as long as you can. Life is like a circus parade, marching along as the calliope's played. There you are, young and elegant, up on the back of the lead elephant, in your glittery costume. And I'm the guy with the shovel and broom. My assignment is to scoop up the piles of elephant poop. You, my love, are youth and beauty. I'm on sanitation duty. A slight demotion, yes, I know. But I'm still with the show, enjoying the hullabaloo, and the health benefits are okay, too. Same as if I were a star. So there you are.
That's what I've been telling myself. Oh, What a Luxury by Garrison Keillor. I enjoyed publicity, page 105.
Publicity. Yeah, that's an interesting poem. Henry Wadsworth Longfellow wrote The Ride of Paul Revere and ignored Sam Prescott and William Laws, who were riding along with Paul Revere when he went out to, you know, warn the colonists that the British were coming to Lexington and Concord. And Paul Revere got the nod because he rhymes with year. And so, though he was only one rider of the three, and Sam and Bill gave many alarms to various towns and farms, they wound up in obscurity because the names Sam Prescott and William Laws were not as pleasant to the poet's ear, and so we revere one cavalier, and two were denied their rightful fame. It all comes down to the sound of your name. So listen, my children, and you shall learn. Life takes many an unfair turn. Many a hero goes unsung, and I will make this simple assertion. Though you're idealistic and brave and young, get yourself a publicity person. The publicity person is your mother. You don't need to hire anybody. Just get your mother out there.
If Henry Thoreau had been Wally Ballou, I see those guys were happy doing their radio. Wally Ballou, Bob and Ray.
I don't know if Bob and Ray were that happy. They were in commercial radio, and they kicked around from here to there, and they were up and down. They had to do a lot of commercials, you know, for different beers and insurance companies and so on. They worked awfully hard, those guys. They didn't have an easy gig like you have.
Yeah, that's right, like I have. What about you? You have an easy gig or a hard gig?
I do have an easy gig.
You have to write 7 days a week, don't you?
Writing is not hard. Getting along with other people, that's always been hard.
I don't know. You told somebody that writing was hard because you had to do it all by yourself under high pressure,
no,
late at night, and there's not enough to eat.
No, I was just making a bid for pity, that's all. Ignore that.
Do you have any political one that gives you you have class warfare. Do you like that one?
Not so much.
All right.
I like A Liberal Lady of D.C. by day was proper and PC, and then after 10 she went out with men who were rednecks, vulgar and greasy. When it comes to the masculine specie, she said, believe me, I'm easy. But liberal guys tend to theologize, and I am not St. Clair of Assisi.
I like that one. I've saved a bunch of these. I've read a bunch, but I saved a bunch. Because if you don't mind, this is a good book to have, near the toilet.
Oh, I think the pages are a little bit thick, a little heavy for that, but whatever you say.
I like the poems in the last section. The planet revolving on its axis. I guess you were thinking about these were the more profound thoughts you were having.
Dark skies looking at me. Nothing but dark skies do I see. Dark skies, I look at them. Nothing but dark skies, it's 1 a.m. Every so often the sun goes away. It happens at night. Every day, it's just a fact, like death and taxes, the planet revolving on its axis. Blue skies are up ahead. Good night, my darling. Go to bed. What distinguishes us are the things that amuse us and that make us happy. Sorrow and loneliness and grief and despair and depression, mine are no more interesting than yours. So, lighten up. Back in the day, my little daughter, we didn't pay for a bottle of water. Back when Elvis was alive and coffee didn't cost $3.95. Back then, there was no internet. Google hadn't been invented yet. There were no chat rooms for us to go to. We just sat around and talked to people we knew. I was autistic back in the day, but I didn't know it, so I was okay. Had no therapist with a big black beard. People just looked at me and said, well, he's weird, and they let me be. And for therapy, I spent all day in the library looking up stuff. I had no iPad, but I was a kid, and it wasn't that bad. That's the truth, you know. I was kind of a quiet person. I didn't make much eye contact with people. I was probably in the high-functioning end of the autism spectrum, they would say now. Back then, they thought it indicated that you had artistic ability if you were weird. And I guess I'd rather be considered artistically gifted than, you know, to be considered to have a clinical disability.
The labeling that has come on in our culture has done a lot of damage.
Well, they're taking things that we used to consider just were aspects of personality, and they're making them into problems, syndromes, conditions that have initials.
Hey, you make up poems in your head
sometimes. You're going to get into trouble
huh?
if you put that on the air.
No, I'm putting that on the air.
You're going to get into big, big trouble.
you made some of that poem, you recalled that poem from memory, and some of it you crafted as you were remembering.
Crafted.
Crafted?
Crafted. Made up, I think, is the right word for that.
Yeah, well, in the modern days, as we label things, we say crafted instead of, it's a craft beer, you know.
Oh, I see. Oh, okay.
When are you coming out here, by the way?
I'm coming out there, I think, on Wednesday.
Yeah, that's right.
Wednesday.
That's right. So that's why we'll have this on Wednesday.
Well, I don't know. You do whatever you need to do. I'm not here to, you know, promote a book. I'm here to promote an idea.
And that idea is?
Humor. Humor is what you should aim for if you're a bright young person. And don't write about your own grief and your own loneliness and despair. Yours is no more interesting than anybody else's. Be funny. It's more fun.
All right, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve.